Revelation 9, beginning in verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, one saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." The sixth trumpet sounds, then John hears a voice. He is witnessing these events unfold from the vantage point of heaven. The golden altar of incense, from which emit the prayers of the saints. Another voice is coming from the altar. This one belongs to the angel who came from the east, to keep the four angels from harming the earth, the sea, or the trees. We read about this in chapter 7. Now, the angel is releasing them. The angels who have been bound are demons or fallen angels, since holy angels are never bound. Their mission, for which the four have been specially trained, is most unholy. And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released so that they would kill a third of mankind. The only barrier to the work of the demons is numerical. One third of all the people on earth will die. The timing of the execution is specific to the year, to the month, to the day, to the very hour. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. Just as the apostle heard the number of the 144,000, he hears the literal size of the armies of the horsemen. The number 200 million may have a spiritual meaning, but at any rate, the armies are enormous. We get a sense of the revelation from history. In 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning in verse 15. Now, when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Keep in mind, the purpose of John's vision is revelation. Instead of trying to fit the vision into the scope of modern times, it is the objective of the book to provide the reader with a glimpse of future events using the expansive vision of the Lord. Continuing in chapter 9, beginning in verse 17. And this is how I saw in the vision the horses and those who sat on them. The riders had breastplates the color of fire, and of hyacinth, and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceed fire, and smoke, and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire, and the smoke, and the brimstone which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they do harm. The fire, the smoke, and the brimstone are the principal weapons of the armies. The word John uses is translated plagues. Some believe that the army is an army of demons, a supernatural force, rather than a natural army. Their objective is the death of a third of the people on earth, and that is exactly what is done. What is difficult to understand is the reaction of the two-thirds of those who survived the assault. The rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts. Our Father wants our love, our worship, and most of all, our repentance. He wants us to obey the first commandment, to have no other gods before Him. What John witnessed in his vision, in its essence, is a portion of the judgment of Jesus Christ. Incredibly, after the armies annihilate a third of mankind as a limited demonstration of divine judgment, the remaining two-thirds continue in the unholy activities that brought the judgment in the first place. Demon worship, idolatry, murder, sorcery, immorality, stealing. What is even more tragic is the fact that the remaining two-thirds stubbornly refuse to acknowledge God's hand in the judgment. Their unbelief makes them more at ease with blaming worldly causes, often each other. Fear of God is missing. From Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Your own wickedness will correct you, and your apostasies will reprove you. Know, therefore, and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God, and the dread of me is not in you, declares the Lord God of hosts. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.